So, how long have you lived here at 28 Barbary Lane?
I moved here in 1966. And I suppose it was a different place then, but in some ways, not at all.
I moved to San Francisco much later in the 90s, and it was a different place even then than the one I had encountered in Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When Anna Madrigal, the grand old lady of 28 Barbary Lane, was asked if she had any objections to pets, she replied, "Dear, I have no objection to anything." That encapsulated San Francisco to me more than the soaring orange span of the Golden Gate Bridge or the brightly colored Victorian houses. San Francisco's captivating charm lay in those picture postcard views, but its magnetic allure lay in its attitude. In Tales of the City, Marianne Singleton understood it when she came to San Francisco by herself on an 8-day vacation.
When I first got off the bus years ago, I had the strangest feeling that I'd come home.
On the fifth night, she drank 3 Irish coffees at the Buena Vista, called her mother in Cleveland and said, "I'm not coming home, Mom." Her mother said, "Don't be silly, darling." As a good boy growing up in Kolkata, studious, diligent, the kind who always did his homework on time, I yearned to be silly. San Francisco, as conjured up by Armistead Maupin, represented the freedom to be giddily silly.
That place saved my life.
But I never had any desire to go look up 28 Barbary Lane when I went to San Francisco. It was never about mapping the address, though there are Tales of the City walking tours. But the places were not important in themselves, the feeling was. I wanted to feel like Marianne after that third Irish coffee. I have to say, San Francisco did not disappoint. It was a city that allowed you to reinvent yourself alongside Chinese grandmothers and Salvadorian drag queens. My partner was a sculptor. His lesbian roommate worked in a muffin store. My office had a deep-voiced Filipino receptionist who happened to be a nun who liked to belt out Memory from Cats. A cat named Toulouse hunted mice in our garden. Like Marianne Singleton, none of us, not even the cat, were native to San Francisco. But we flourished there like weeds. I didn't need to try and find the real Barbary Lane. You could set up your own Barbary Lane anywhere.
Did anyone ever tell you how I came to live at Barbary Lane in the first place? I read an ad. You know what it said? "You'll know if it's right for you."
But like people, cities change. Eventually, even Armistead Maupin left San Francisco. The addresses made famous by Tales of the City would remain, but as sterile tourist attractions. When I watched Netflix's Tales of the City, it made me tear up. The books had made me want to go there. The series made me realize there was no going back. San Francisco was a dream, more ephemeral than its famous summer fog. What AIDS could not do to the city, tech giants had done, lobotomized the city, leaving little room for misfits, artists, and oddballs. Luca Ravioli and Mission Pie and Dosa Valencia, all part of my San Francisco, now gone.
I call them my children because they are.
There's no point being sentimental about it. People like me had flocked there and played our role in turning San Francisco into a bloated shell of itself, filled with swanky penthouses and homeless encampments. It's a different city now. Whether it's for better or for worse is not for me to judge. But I remember sitting at my college in the Midwest and writing Armistead Maupin a gushing fan letter. To my astonishment, he replied with a sweet little note. "When I moved to San Francisco, I noticed the street I lived on was just one street away from the one on his letterhead. I was tempted to go and ring the doorbell, but I never did. I was living out my tales of the city already. The city had let me in, just as it had embraced Marianne and her friends. I didn't need to knock on the door of Armistead Maupin. Later, someone pointed out the letters of his name could be rearranged to read, Armistead Maupin is a man I dreamt up, just like the city. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.